ought not.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know,
this is when Dale Jr., we had the whatnot clock on him, and instead he said, you know, 107 times in a 60-minute press conference.
One press conference.
You know.
But he did not say whatnot.
You know.
Thank you. That was the joke.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
What not?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Set
the pace. Oh, we are.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Okay.
We took too many drugs.
Yes, we did. Souped up that
Model A body makes it look like that. Shut up.
Cylinders and uses them exploitive all. And litigious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That absolutely describes us.
Grab right. Life by the balls.
Thank you, B.
That bitch!
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Of course it is.
Stupid dick!
You got the best tapes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, I got into a debate with a buddy, how much did Elvis's colon weigh when he died?
40 pounds, it was impacted chalking and 40 pounds.
40 pounds? Hey, do you know where that's cited anywhere?
You mean where you can actually see it in print?
If you hold on a second, what am I saying? No one will give you any help here.
Right.
Rob, it's in one of those books, isn't it?
Book is The Death of Elvis, which actually cites it at 63 pounds.
Oh, wow,
really?
There you go.
Wow. 63 pounds.
I did not know that.
Man, that had to be painful, Jay.
That's a lot.
All those years we've been saying 40.
That's 23 pounds.
Where did we ever get the 40 from? Did we round
it off?
That is
2 inches off my waist.
That's not. 40 should have been at least 42. 42 and left an indentation, Jay.
Hey. So, Rob, are you saying that Elvis's colon really weighed more than we've been saying for our whole lives?
Well, yeah. Why'd we say 40?
Why did you never correct us?
We've been through this, but we always go back to 40. It's easier. 40 is a nice round number. But the book, The Death of Elvis, I can't think of the name of the doctor who wrote it, cited it at 63 pounds.
Dr. Detroit.
God, we've been saying 40-pound colon for a million years.
I love 40 pounds. Somehow 40's funnier.
40's nice.
Dr. Phil.
It's not Dr. Phil.
Not Dr. Phil?
Okay. No. I would think that the heavier number would be funnier, 63 pounds.
63 not funny. 40 funny.
No, I agree. The higher, the better.
All right, let's go with 63.
As always, that's my motto in life. The higher, the better.
That's buzzes.
If you wanted to round it up to 65 pounds.
Now, that is funny.
65 pounds.
Hey, 63 is just as funny as 65. You're talking about a guy's impacted colon.
Yeah. 63 pounds.
But anything over 5, I would think, is funny.
All those years we've been interviewing people about Elvis, and we've asked them that question.
We've been speaking very authoritatively
about it. Exactly. That's the word we've come on it, so authoritative.
We've discussed it before, but we defaulted to 40.
And it's been, there's no other, like,
is this like Rob Spiewak's Funny Farm?
Funny Farms, Don.
Funny Farms.
Is there any book or any literature at all on Elvis where it would have said 40?
I'm sure there was at one point.
Wasn't there? I thought it came out of, really, and I'm working on memory here, but I thought it came out of his
rectum.
Came out of the autopsy report.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought as well.
This book is based on the autopsy.
Right. Mm, all right.
It's out of print. I'll double check it tonight.
Oh, Christ,
and make sure
we've been spreading lies for all those years.
I'm so embarrassed.
But remember the gravel pounds. In his stomach.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just got off of work, got in my car, and my clock said 8 after 5, and I was hoping to catch the local weather.
Oh, I'm sorry you missed it. Maybe we'll get to it next time around.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, my friend.
All righty, then.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
63 is just as funny as 65.
Hey, that's us on the radio.
Listen to that.
63 pounds.
But 86.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Get out of here.
Not you.
I mean, please get out of here.
Please. What can you do for us?
Okay, about weight.
Yes.
Here's the last thing I want to discuss with you about weight.
Okay.
if you're serious.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
Well, it's when you say that, it sounds like a challenge.
Well, it is, in a way. Hear me out. Hear me out for a second.
God, Dom, what are you doing to me? You're killing me.
What are you talking about? It? And we were on TV. What is it? Okay, here's the deal.
Yes.
I can now do sit-ups, and it's not that I've not talked about this because it's like I don't want to be a martyr, woe is me. I've had kidney problems over the last 6 months or so, and I've taken, along with my other meds they give me, some steroids that put on pounds. And because I only have one kidney, and I got the other one that's effed up, but it's better now, literally I could not do a sit-up.
Yeah.
Literally I could not because it hurt my back too much to do a sit-up.
Right.
I went to the doctor today. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm thinking I got to lose back the 20 pounds that I gained.
Right.
And I think if I look at it seriously and do it like I did before, I think a reasonable goal is to say that by Christmas, 4 months from now,
yeah,
I can drop 20 pounds.
All right.
Are you up for the challenge?
To lose 20 by Christmas?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Good. It would be good for both of us, then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think that's a very, very reasonable, you know, weight loss.
It's like
I think
2 pounds a week. That's the way you should do it.
Yeah. We'll do it by December before a holiday
before
break.
Vacation, right.
Very good. That's okay. That's something to shoot for.
Well, there you go. Nice. So done and done.
Do you want to write down the number today as far as the weight?
See, here's the thing. I think, you know, it's like this with guys. You'll be able to tell immediately. You can tell with someone by the clothes they're wearing.
Right.
I mean, if you want to, sure, I want to get down to 200 pounds.
All right.
I weigh like about 221. I weigh myself that I'm out of control.
All right.
So I want to get down to 200 pounds.
Okay. And since we're talking about a 20-pound weight loss, that would mean I'd want to get down to 150.
It's a good goal.
That's where we should be.
Lean and
mean. So we'll do a 20-pound weight loss.
Okay. Yes,
well,
no?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
I mean, if I keep doing what I'm doing, that's going to happen. I've lost 40 pounds in that time frame.
Okay, good. Well, only try to lose 20.
I'll try to lose more than that, but I hope I do get to 20. And no cheating. No more payday candy bars in the back of the studio.
All right, well, there you go.
Very good. Very good. Okay. And we'll do it on the honor system. Is that what it's going to be?
Well, I figure what I would, at least for me, I mean, I'll just have my picture taken out front, sitting just as we did on the CBS Evening News.
Okay.
4 months from now.
All right.
That's the motivation that I had decided. It's funny you brought it up. That's why I was quiet. I had been to the doctor today.
The way I'll do it is I'll give you that number that I wrote down. That number that I wrote down
sure.
3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, when you first started your diet?
Right.
Your crazy fad diet.
Right.
Gotcha.
Because I did that fad diet when I went back on the Weight Watchers, and my bad day, my transition day, I'm still down, but I'm not down as much as I had been.
Well, just keep it in the back of your mind.
I'll write that number just for you. You can put this away.
It'll be between you and me. Just.
Yeah, it'll be between you and me, but for my purposes, I
remember
will write
what
down.
It was.
Yeah.
I remember what it was.
Still, it's fun to write
that's
it down.
That's where I almost gained all of it back, so that's where I am right
gotcha.
Now.
Gotcha.
All right? And so that'll have to be, that's reasonable.
Okay.
Very reasonable. Why are we being quiet, man?
I'm not being quiet.
All right, I'm just curious about that.
Do we throw anything on to make it interesting?
Yes, I got a great suggestion.
Like what?
A birthday cake. A Costco birthday cake that the winner will eat in the studio in its entirety, full size, for a large children's birthday party.
You're funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
I was just calling to say, you know, you can drop weight super fast if you get Phetamine off the internet. You can't get a prescription for it.
Been there. I don't mess with that crap.
No.
And I think people should be very, very careful. There's a doctor here in Washington, D.C., that had a radio show. You remember Gabe Merkin? Dr. Gabe Merkin?
Sure I do.
Remember the whole, phentermine stuff?
He got in trouble selling Fen-Phen.
You really got to be careful. That's a very dangerous
thing. A Merkin is also a device kind of used as a toupee.
Yes, for down there.
For a woman's pubic hair.
And maybe a guy's, too.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin.
Fruits, vegetables, grains, and beans are the way to go, along with this little supplement.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I commend you on this. I think this is very brave. But, Mike, can you do me a favor and take it seriously?
What do you mean? What is that?
Like, listen, I used to weigh 420 pounds, right? I'm down to 220 now. You know how I did it?
How'd you do it?
You eat 2,000 calories a day, and you go to the gym 45 minutes 5 days a week. It's not hard. And
that's pretty much it.
You do that. You eat 2,000 calories and go to the gym for 45 minutes a day for the next 4 months, you'll lose at least 35 pounds.
I think diet and exercise is the way to go.
Well, that is my actually, that guy has stolen the plan that I used before that I'm going to use again now.
Yeah, I mean, you have to mix both of them, right?
Because, Jesus Christ, I'm so friggin' fat, and I don't eat a lot. It's because I just can't. That's why it's all right. It's all right here.
Yeah, but now don't you all feel bad for me? Because it's my kidney? Because it could have been.
Oh, Donnie.
It could have been cancer, and I had to take steroids, and that's why I'm bloated.
I'm just glad I'm doing the healthy eating right now, and I'm going to, the exercise thing has got to be in it. If you're going to do, and I consider anybody, if we lost either one of us over 30 pounds between now and that date, that would be a very fast weight loss. You're supposed to lose it, and I know this is true. The way to lose it is to lose it steadily and not rapidly.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hey, Don and Mike, man, I just found you guys a couple months back. Just want to tell you guys I really love your show, man.
Thank you. Here's a little note to salespeople. The first salesperson that calls either one of us regarding this little thing that we're doing will be, is murder too strong a word?
Mike, I always love murder, especially on the 8s.
Now, your local on the 8s.
And there it is.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Thank you.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike Radio God.
Right. Hi. What's up?
I wish you much success on your diet, you guys.
No problem. Done it before. Do it again.
Same here.
Yeah, there you go. I need to catch on to that deal. Hey, little off subject, but I am so frustrated. I'm in Wichita, Kansas. Kind of the little.
Say no more. See you later.
Yeah, you wake up frustrated that way.
There you go. I don't know what he wanted to talk about, but.
I think he said it all. I'm so frustrated. I'm in Wichita, Kansas.
That's it. Amen, brother.
Yeah, I understand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Why do you think Buzz escaped?
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, hi. I'm on Route 7 headed toward Leesburg. Mike, where's the nearest Baskin Robbins?
On Leesburg, I don't get into the ones in Loudoun County. I'm not going to play that fat game. F you. There you go.
That's telling
F you. Hello there, Don and Mike.
And besides, it's Milwaukee's best custard.
Hello.
Not bad here either.
Radio Gods.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was wondering if you lose all this weight, are you going to go back to saying that you're not fat, you're white, you're Catholic, and you're sick about it?
That's just something we used to say way back when, and we could say that today, but we don't do that anymore.
But plus, I hate being Catholic. I wouldn't say that anymore.
I can't go with you on that, because of my hang-up. Even though I'm a fallen Catholic and I'm not religious and I don't go to church on a regular basis, right. I have that. It's my mom. It's that whole mom thing.
They kicked you out, though.
Yeah, but she's still.
Can you imagine another organized religion that kicks you out just because you figure out that the woman that you married is a lunatic?
There are other organized religions around the world that do other things besides kick people out. some people in certain sects of the religion chop heads off. So
there you go, defending the Catholic Church again.
I guess I was. And I'll make it real easy for you. I defend the Catholic Church because of my mamo. That's the only reason I do.
Can't argue with
because
that.
It means a lot to her and it does a lot of good for her. And that's what. And you know what? And she's the first person that would tell you. She does it because it makes her feel good, and she likes to go to church.
You?
And she.
What about you though?
Yeah. What about me?
Yeah. Yeah, what about you?
That's why I defend it. I defend it because it means.
Why? What about you? You think the Catholic Church sucks?
No, no.
You, Mike O'Mara. Forget what your mom thinks about it.
I have mixed feelings about all organized religion, and there's a book I'm going to read. I think the title of the
Holy Bible?
No, I think it's called God Is Not Great. That is the book where it's
Buzz wrote that.
It's about No, I believe in a supreme being, but the fact is I think that organized religion has been responsible for a lot of heartache in the world.
Amen.
Some of it that we said. I'm not talking about God.
I know.
I believe in God.
I know.
I really do. But, no, it's my mommy. That's what it's all about.
See, isn't it? Gonna drag being a Catholic. Look how it's effed up my best buddy Mike.
It is not.
He's got all this Catholic guilt, like about his mommy and
it's
everything.
It's not. You know what? She goes to church every Sunday.
I know.
And she's, you know, she is a truly, you know, wonderful person that does a lot of good
and
for people.
It ain't about your mom. It's about you.
But that's. I'm asking. I'm telling you. That is what I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Please stop. No. I'm telling you. That is. That's the reason that I feel the way I do. That's the reason I can't completely say to hell with that and all of it. And I've been to so many different churches, and I've seen different religions, and they've all got their issues. They've all got a little you know, I don't think there is the perfect religion. They all have their
little
bumps
in the road. But I'll tell you what, after sampling a few, Episcopalian sure does go down easier than Catholic.
You can have Episcopalian. You can have that. That is Catholic light.
That's right. Are we gonna get into this seriously about the Catholic religion? Because I'm up for it.
Well, no. I mean, I don't like the Episcopalian religion either. I think that
at least they don't. At least they won't kick you out if you get divorced, and you don't have to do this stupid thing. If you do something wrong, you say five prayers.
But the Episcopalian religion is just like all organized religions. You know, they have their rules and they have their little laws. And
I agree. And among them, the Catholics are the most effed up.
But I'm telling you,
like, what about a rubber? What about a rubber, Mike?
You know what? There are lots of people that practice the Episcopalian faith that don't live to the letter of the law about the Episcopalian rules that are set out. Right. There are a lot of people in the Jewish faith that do the exact same thing, and there are tons of people in the Catholic Church that do the exact same thing.
All right, Mike O'Mara, Catholic. There we go. We've said it.
No, I can't. I mean, really. I mean,
Mike O'Mara, Catholic.
I don't go to a Catholic church. I don't practice. I am not a member of a Catholic parish, so you can't say that right now.
You believe, can't. But you hold the Catholic Church in a regard.
Just based on my history and that I was raised in it, and that, you know, because my mom is still a practicing Catholic, I do hold them in that regard on that level. But as far as myself personally, if I was sitting there to be the big Catholic defender here, I'd be a complete hypocrite because I don't go to a Catholic church.
May I finally just say this?
Yes.
In my argument?
Yeah.
Kid touchers.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's horrible.
Thank you.
Right there, and that's it.
Thank you. And you know that's purely
Catholic.
And
I am sure that there have never been any
that's
other.
That's what I said. It's purely Catholic, Mike.
Yeah, you see a preemptive strike there. I'm sure
and
there's
not only
never
that,
been a religion where there have been members of the cloth
all
that have
Irish
not.
Irish Catholic.
Outside right now.
With apostrophes in their name.
Outside right. No, all religions have had people that do that crap, too. That's not. Believe you me, that is not confined to the Catholic Church. Beware of anybody.
You know, you never do, though. You never do hear about, like, a rabbi.
Oh, yeah. I guess you didn't watch the Chris Hansen show.
There was one.
Well, come on. I'm just trying to make a joke.
Oh, no, you knew it. You forgot that, didn't you? Did you forget that?
I didn't see it. I swear.
Oh, no.
I
the rabbi was on To Catch a Predator. The guy was a rabbi.
Was he really?
He actually got caught on camera.
But they don't. Okay, everybody. It's between me and Mike.
You know what? You don't hear a lot of. You know, really? This is going to make you laugh. You don't hear a lot of Muslims that have done that. Now we're going to have the phones light up. What are you saying?
Hello, Donnie, Mike. I was touched.
I was touched by...
By a goat.
What do they call him? What do they call him? A mullah. A mullah. I was touched by a mullah. It was a traumatic experience. No, boy, you want to
touched by a terrorist.
You want to end an argument about religion? You bring that priest thing up. That's tough. Tough to argue against that one.
Kid touchers, all Catholics.
I remember the priest at my father's funeral. I remember that he came in
and he
fondled
you.
No, he did something. I was so pissed off because he came in at my father's service. It was raining out, and he was wearing galoshes. Didn't take the time to take his galoshes off at a funeral, and I remember looking at and just sitting there after I got done doing my old man's eulogy and just sitting there and looking at those galoshes the whole time and just saying, you know, that was an asshat move as far as I was concerned.
He broke a prime directive. He was wearing rubbers.
Exactly. Hello. I might go back to the Catholic Church someday.
Let me know the day that happens. I want to
right after I lose that 20 pounds.
I want to get the video camera because I want to see the church burst into flames.
Who's to say that I haven't been in there since? Who's to say I haven't ducked in occasionally to do that?
I am.
Who's to say that I didn't go every time we were in New York, that I didn't go to St. Patrick's Cathedral?
Okay, how many years ago was that?
Well, I mean, it was a couple of years ago, but
it's like 5 years ago.
I used to pop in all the time, you know, do a little.
It's a tourist attraction.
okay, fine. Well, then, fine.
You would go get the trading card.
No, I mean, yeah, I think. Don't you think everybody needs a little, you know, superpower entity that we can? I mean, you go to church occasionally, right?
Yes, I believe in God just like you do. It's just I think Catholics are very uptight and very behind the times.
And I think that all religions can have their faults
if you allow them to control you.
Exactly,
mommy.
Oh my God! Stop.
Wow. Ouch.
You fight to the death. He fights to the death.
Oh, it's just because I like sparring with you.
I know.
Hello,
I know.
Don and Mike show. I mean, it's not like if you and I teamed up on Curly over there.
Oh, my God.
I mean, take Catholic, Episcopalian, Jew, whatever. You and I are on that same team, aren't we?
There would be cinders coming up.
Because he's up there watching this.
He would have
this.
To come in tomorrow and rise from the ashes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Satanist!
Hey!
That's right. Hello, Don Mike. Satan.
What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up with, I like the Cosby theme song or the Night Court theme song you guys are using on the 8th. It's great.
Is that that's really not a Cosby or a Night Court theme song?
No,
that's from the Weather Channel. That's just their regular jam. Speaking of, I know we're late, but
now, 28 we're local on the 8.
Wish it could be longer, but we're late.
Yeah, I got to take a break. I want to go outside and say an Our Father.
Thank you. That was the joke.
This is the Don and Mike Show.